From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, the Gates Foundation and the government of Norway announced a grant of over $1 billion for childhood immunization. It's one of the largest grants ever for public health. The money will buy vaccines and help build basic health services to distribute them.
That approach has been reasonably successful in South Africa in recent years. More than 80% of children there are immunized. But there have also been setbacks. As NPR's Brenda Wilson reports from Cape Town, an outbreak of measles is underway.
In the mid-1980s, South Africa had up to 35,000 cases of measles a year. As many as 2,000 people each year died of the disease. In 1994, South Africa had moved to immunize all children under the age of 15. And by 2003, the caseload was down to between 30 and 60 a year, with no reported deaths. Dr. Johan van den Heffer, South Africa's director of immunization, says that up to 80% of South Africa's children between the age of 9 months and 5 years old now receive free immunization against childhood infections.
Unfortunately, our community health clinics seem to be quite overloaded. We have up to 14 different programs that have to be managed by these clinic nurses, and they are really overworked and understaffed.
In 2003, South Africa had more than 200 cases of measles. Last year, more than 900. A measles outbreak started in the province of KwaZulu-Natal, one of South Africa's poorer provinces on the border with Mozambique.
We visited KwaZulu-Natal province last week, together with the World Health Organization, and we found communities that don't have any health services, routine, or that were covered in the campaign because they don't have any road access, there's no access to safe water or health services or electricity. And we've seen outbreaks in those communities where children are already malnourished. If you have measles on top of malnourishment, your case fatality will increase tremendously.
14 children have died so far, children with HIV who had been abandoned and were living in a group home. Without proper medical care, measles are deadly, can lead to blindness, deafness, and mental retardation. The outbreak in KwaZulu-Natal has now spread to other provinces in South Africa, including its largest city, Johannesburg, and the more well-off Cape Town. But South Africa is in a better position than most countries to handle such an outbreak. Surveillance was quick to pick up on the cases. It has mounted a major campaign over radio and in newspapers. And routine childhood immunizations have been built into primary health care services. The Woodstock Community Health Center on Chapel Street in Cape Town is a hub of activity. Children run, bang on things, parents scold, and babies cry. Mavis Manetta hadn't heard about the recent measles outbreak. She's here because baby Kanya is 9 months old. Time for a regularly scheduled injection.
She was 6 weeks when I was started injections. After 6 weeks from 3 months, then I'm coming now because she's 9.
Between the ages of 6 weeks and 5 years of age, children in South Africa are given a series of shots for tuberculosis, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, and alas, measles. They also get drops for polio, and immunization against hepatitis and Haemophilus influenza is offered to those who can pay for it.
Never.
The immunization program does do outreach and community education. But Dr. Ivan Thomas, Cape Town's head medical officer, says the reason why South Africa's poor have bought into immunization is that it has been built in the country's primary health care system. He says big international donors sometimes make the mistake of trying to do too much.
And that's what you've got to be careful of with donor funding. You don't want to try and run a first world, top of the range thing for 1 year and then let it collapse. You have a principle in primary health care would always be sustainability. Rather sustain something that you have the capacity to than to just big blow up and then nothing.
From the perspective of a local health administrator who's had to implement donor-funded projects, Toms is impressed by the ambition of the immunization initiative announced today, but has one small gripe.
Well, it is that sometimes they get sprung on us, to be honest. You know, I mean, we're expected to drop everything and sort of do a massive measles and polio campaign, you know, twice a year or something. So it is sometimes a bit awkward just how to integrate it into your service without additional resources.
He says that's changing. International donors are beginning to understand that programs work better when they listen to the people who depend on their generosity. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Cape Town.